And now this is a dictation for Shelley, Shelly, Brown, Brown, March 2574, addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, 8755168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mrs. Brown with prior biopsy findings of FSGS 2009. Has low level of proteinuria with preserved kidney function, last visit November 2022. This is an early visit. She complains that she's been feeling anxious all her life. Recently, feeling uneasy, some non-specific body pain, minor edema on the right leg, which is chronic since prior fracture 2014. Complaining of some palpitations, but no associated diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, chest pain, dyspnea, or syncope. The aches and pains without skin rash or joint effusion, no mucosal ulcers, no fever, no change of appetite or weight loss, denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood. Sometimes she feels numb on her fingers, bilateral. No claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home in the 140s, 150s over upper 90s, taking losartan 100 milligrams, thyroid replacement, a number of vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure at home fluctuates from well controlled 110s, 130s over 70s to sometimes 140s over 90s. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is stable, 203. Here, blood pressure 130 over 80, normal oxygenation, no skin, mucosal, or joint abnormalities, no neurological deficit, respiratory, cardiovascular, normal, no abdominal distension, ascites. I don't see much of it. Edema on the left, trace on the right, no focal deficit, normal speech. A little bit anxious. Next paragraph, chemistries. This is from June, normal white blood cell platelet, mild anemia 13.3. TSH was in the low normal at 0.98. Free T4 was not done. There is normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, normal liver function test, normal creatinine 0.7, normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. History of FSGS, biopsy proving, low level proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome, kidney function normal, no symptoms related to this, blood pressure variable in the office today, not well controlled, on maximal dose of losartan. At home, however, fluctuates, I would say two-thirds of the time well controlled. I'm not adding a second medication yet. She's concerned about these other issues. She mentioned that all her life she's been a very anxious person. I don't see really an inflammatory condition or vasculitis. I'm asking her to go to the internet and read about anxiety disorder. She will discuss this with you. If there is any questions about these palpitations, might need to do a Holter monitor for a short period of time to document what she's experiencing. Similar applies to the blood pressure. If there is any concerns that her blood pressure is most of the time poorly controlled, We can do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. She will keep me posted. She has an original follow-up in November. We will keep it. End of dictation.